Fort Towson, just on the Oklahoma side of the Red River in Choctaw County, is surrounded by water. Not just the river, but nearby Hugo Lake, one of the largest in the state. But the Oklahoma Municipal League's latest survey of local water rates shows Fort Towson's 600 residents pay more than any of the communities in the study. Local resident and town councilman Ray Noble says part of the reason stems from Department of Environmental Quality mandates to improve an aging water system.
DEQ has made us get some loans and stuff and put us on a consent order, and we've had to keep up with that, so we do pay out quite a bit on loans. But it's we couldn't make it without the higher water rate.
Fort Towson gets revenue one of the only ways it can, by increasing water rates. It's what a town with very few businesses and a small tax base has to do to pay off its loans. Jeanette Johnson moved to the area from Colorado a few years ago.
Fort Towson is it's almost a ghost town. There's not I think maybe one or two businesses, one bar and some places to change tires. The city is poor.
Meanwhile, the rural Ellis County town of Gage in dry, dusty northwest Oklahoma has the cheapest residential rates. While people in Fort Towson pay $66 per month for 5,000 gallons of water, people in Gage only pay $8.60 for the same amount. Retired veteran Donald Smith thinks it's too inexpensive.
I would gladly pay a little more if we had a little bit better water pressure. We've got about, 4 houses running off of a 2-inch pipe.
He says the water is cheap because the local government isn't greedy.
We've got a lot of elderly people in this town, a lot of fixed incomes, and I think as long as they can keep the city hall in the black, why, they're not out there just to stick it to everybody.
Gage Vice Mayor Richard Chapman says the town's low water rate does have to do with money, the responsible handling of it.
For one, we do not have any debt.
And Gage isn't under any consent orders from DEQ. Its water system isn't perfect, but it is up to date. Chapman says that's because Gage made timely improvements instead of letting its infrastructure wither with age.
You know, we just try to be good stewards of our money over the time, and we've been lucky enough to put together some grant money and savings that we've acquired on our own, you know, when we've added improvements like our sewer lagoon and new well and new water tower, and we've got all of that stuff.
That's easier to do for Gage, which is in oil country and attracting new business activity, than it is in Fort Towson, where nearly one-third of the population lives in poverty. To see how your water rates stack up against towns across the state, view the interactive map at stateimpact.npr.org/Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.